This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Of the 15 companies that have been helped over the last 2 years by the Northern Kentucky Business Accelerator UpTech, 13 of those are still in operation. And that's a great track record when you consider that half of all new business startups fail. UpTech, which focuses on informatics, new ways to process, store, retrieve, and use data, recently named the semifinalists in its third class of entrepreneurs. And joining us to talk about UpTech is program manager Amanda Greenwell and Russ Beamer, co-founder and managing partner of New Home Marketing Services, one of the finalists in UpTech's 2013 class. And thanks to both of you for being here this afternoon.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Amanda, for those who might not be familiar with UpTech, tell us about your organization, what it offers.
Absolutely. So we're in the business of providing individualized support to startup companies, and our mission is to propel their big ideas. We provide free office space. We provide connections not only to the community, but also we provide a community within the walls of UpTech. We provide mentorship opportunities. We provide a general mentor and also an investment mentor. We give our companies access to interns from Northern Kentucky University. We provide education, and we also provide money, which is the lifeblood of a startup, right?
The key thing, as a friend of mine always said, cash is king.
When we were running
our own business, he always reminded me, cash is king. We forgot it, and that's why we're not in business anymore.
Well, when a startup runs out of money, they're dead. So cash is really, really important, as Russ can attest.
I certainly can.
He still has money, and he's here today.
He's still going. That's why he's still going.
That's right.
Where does UpTech find its funding?
That's a great question. We are supported. Actually, we have two sides of the house. The operations side, which is what I run, that runs the program, keeps the lights on. That side of the house is funded by generous corporations like PNC and Duke and the Hale Foundation. And we have lots of community support that are helping us with that operating fund. The other side of the house is the investment fund. And that investment is created by individuals in the community, angel investors, if you will, who are interested in providing an investment, and then we take that money and then invest into the startups. And the intention is to provide a return on investment through the success and growth of the companies that we're supporting.
13 out of 15 UpTech companies still going.
Correct.
That's about an 87% rate.
That's right.
What do you attribute UpTech's success to?
You know, I really think several things, actually. I think, you know, we are really interested in providing a tailored experience for these companies. So we really do take heart to help them find funding, find connections, and really propel them to the next space. So we don't look for companies that come in our program. We just let them go. I mean, Russ is a great example. He graduated our program in March, is still living at UpTech and still, receiving connections and coaching. He's in the process of fundraising right now, and he can kind of speak to that. But I mean, we meet with them. How often, Russ?
Oh, we meet several times a week with UpTech personnel. It's the discipline of running a business. Even if you're just getting started, you have to have those disciplines in place, and showing up for work every day is part of it.
Now, Russ, your company is New Home Marketing Services. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. What does it do? Tell us about it.
We're a business-to-business service. We provide services to home builders that help them research their marketplace with data they can't get otherwise. We give them filters to market data so they can see things that are appropriate to them, because they have lots of data resources, but they don't see the data in ways that help them find the right home to build, price it correctly, compete in the marketplace. So what UpTech help us do is develop our program. We call it Kaleidoscope. It's a data analytics tool, and we will add on to that other services in the marketing support to builders and managing their inventory. So builders become more profitable by working with us, and we've been very successful in starting out into the marketplace since starting with UpTech, and we have 11 clients of both local, regional, and national size builders right now, and we plan to scale into a whole national platform from there.
And so you think your company's benefited greatly from its relationship with UpTech?
Well, I think what happens in the birth of a company is you reach points where you're not sure what to do next, whether it's acquiring money or certain expertise, and you need someone to to guide you on the way. Otherwise, you get lost trying to navigate it yourself. And UpTech has been great with mentorship, and just Amanda can sit and listen to me, you know, trying to wrestle through today's issue. And that's been a resource that you can't put a price on it.
So is the key word here support? You get support that you can't find?
I think support, connections, and community. You know, Russ can also attribute to, you know, he sits in a community of people who are going through the same thing. So we call that startup therapy, right? So, you know, crack open a beer and sit and talk about, you know, I've got this, I can't get through whatever this issue is. You have a community of people who are going through the exact same thing. So I think that's another benefit as well.
Yeah, the variety of companies is important too, because, you know, your viewers can't see my gray hair, but I've been at this for a long time. So I can provide some, you know, real world experience to some of the younger guys, but they might have more experience at running a new business than I do. And it's interesting just listening to people talking about the challenges they're facing, or somebody who's gone through it before, again, helping guide you on new territory.
We're talking about the Northern Kentucky Business Accelerator, UpTech. And if you'd like to join the conversation, the phone number is 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, and you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Amanda, how does UpTech go about selecting companies for the program?
Well, our focus is on informatics. So we have a partnership with Northern Kentucky University, and UpTech was born out of the College of Informatics at NKU. You know, the start of that, and recognizing that that was a really, you know, great feature of this community that we need to support and help grow. So we do focus on informatics companies. And, you know, once a year we open up our online portal and we encourage people to come and fill out an application. We're looking for companies that, when they enter the UpTech program, are able to actually grow in the 6 months of our program. So we really want to take them through an accelerated growth process. And so we're looking for companies who are willing and able to do that. And again, at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to provide a return on investment for our investors. So we're looking for companies who have high growth, high potential, and are really serving a need, you know, something, solving a pain, solving a real world problem that exists. We're not really interested in widgets and, you know, maybe building an entertainment app or something like that. We really are in the business of solving problems and supporting informatics.
And so all these companies that apply have to go through a process of being vetted and judged, I take it.
Correct. And we're actually going through that process right now. So we accepted applications for 4 weeks. We closed down that online portal, then turned it over to our community of judges. We reach out. Russ was actually a judge. Reach out to entrepreneurs, investors, people in the startup ecosystem, startup companies, actually, and ask their help in evaluating these ideas. Through that, we selected a semi-final group that is of 18. They're now going and answering some additional questions. And then we're going to do in-person pitches, so a little like Shark Tank, on July 23rd at the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. So these folks are going to come. You know, we're interested in seeing their passion. Let's hear the story of why you started this, and what's your plans to make money, and what's your plans to scale, and why are you the right team to do this, and what pain are you solving? So it's kind of fun to listen. And, you know, I, you know, am so lucky that I have this job to be surrounded by people who are just really passionate and really want to make a difference. So it's pretty exciting.
Sounds like it. Russ, you were one of the judged last year. You're a judge this year. You were one of the judged last year. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I can tell you one thing that's a lot different is when I was applying last year and listening to some of the other company applications, meeting them at cocktail parties and things like that during the process, it sounded like everybody had great ideas. And how were they going to pick mine out of all those other companies? And now, having gone through the program and become more business savvy, I guess, I can look at these ideas when I was on the judge's side and say, boy, I don't see their business model. I don't understand how they're going to scale that. I don't, the monetization of it, the issues around starting that company up. But it changes your perspective dramatically. Having been in the trenches of the accelerator for 6 months, I feel like I'm much more capable at looking at a business and saying, I wouldn't put my money in that company, you know, and it does. And while you're doing it, it helps you look at your own business and say, okay, I just need to be a little bit sharper when I go out into the investment community with my pitch, that I don't want to look like that company I just reviewed.
That business plan is so crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely. But we don't ask our companies to sit down and write a business plan because they are startups, and that changes every day.
That's part of the process you put them into, right?
Absolutely, right. So, you know, we're not really asking our companies to sit down and do a 20-page business plan, you know? So we work on a working, more of a working model because it does change daily. I mean, and Russ could attest to this, you know, I'm sure the business that he had walking into the door of UpTech in some aspect is different walking out of the door at demo day.
Well, that like I said, I've been in the business world for 30 years, and I did a lot of department budgets for companies and realized that year after year, it was just like, how is it different from last year? And Amanda's right. When you're starting up a business, it's like, how is my business different from yesterday? And somebody from the outside would look at you and say, well, these numbers on these two spreadsheets don't match up. Well, that's because that was last week's spreadsheet and changes all the time. So that's a dynamic process.
Yes. You've been doing this for 3 years now. Is that right? This will be your third class
that's
coming
correct.
Up? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep getting more and more applicants for this?
We do. You know, in the first year we saw, you know, we saw growth. And this year, you know, we saw a lot of growth in the companies are coming from outside of the region. And we continue to see that as an opportunity to bring companies to, you know, the Cincinnati metropolitan area to experience, you know, UpTech in the community that we have here. We're very lucky in that we have a really strong startup community in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. And so, you know, we anticipate to see more and more growth, and not only in the number of applicants, but in the quality of applicants. And also, you know, we've seen a lot of growth in our program as well. We always said that we were a startup working with startups. And now as we go into our third year, I think, you know, we're always looking at what we can improve on, and we always do an exit survey with all of the companies. And so I'm really excited about this upcoming year. I think we, you know, have a stronger program, stronger than ever. And, you know, our space is great, and, you know, we're building a community, and the UpTech 2 companies are staying with the UpTech 3 companies coming in. And so I just think it's going to be a really dynamic year for us.
I'd be curious to hear from each of you on this. How do you assess the creative spirit and the entrepreneurial spirit in this area? Greater Cincinnati pretty strong in those attributes?
Absolutely. I think so.
I think it's surprising the depth of the entrepreneurial support community that I wouldn't realize if I hadn't gone through the program. But when you go to a cocktail party or an open house at UpTech or across the river to one of the other accelerators, you meet people that I didn't know you were involved in this. Oh yeah, I've been doing this for years. Or just the size of the groups that get together. There's hundreds of people that show up that are interested in helping companies grow. And it's, you know, it's resources, whether it's legal or accounting or other support functions, or it's just business people that have been successful that want to help other people. And I would encourage anybody that's thinking about starting a business to get involved with UpTech or any entrepreneurial organization and learn more about it.
And a great opportunity to kind of get connected and see what is in the ecosystem is a outside event that we started last year called Upstart. This year it's September 4th, 2014, and it's in Covington. It's in the heart of Covington. And the purpose of this festival, if you will, is to bring entrepreneurs together with all the people that serve them. Last year we had 32 regional organizations that had booths, and we had about 500 entrepreneurs. So the event is really a collision of services and support and entrepreneurs who need them. It's a fun event. We have music and beer and food trucks. So I'd encourage anybody who just wants to kind of put their toe in the water and see what this ecosystem is that we keep talking about to come to that event.
It really rivaled any festival that I've been to in Cincinnati. So it was very impressive just for its first year.
That's right. So we're going into our second year. I'll also mention that the ecosystem continues to grow. Just in the past month or so, we've seen Crossroads announce Oceans, and the Hamilton County, it used to be called BizTech, is now called The Mill. So we're even seeing, you know, more accelerators and more program and more support popping up in the community. So I think there's just a wealth of resources here, which is an amazing thing.
I'd say it's a safe bet that, you know, we're coming up on our second year anniversary at New Home Marketing Services, and we wouldn't be as developed as we are. I'm not even sure we'd still be here if we hadn't had mentorship and guidance along the way to get you through those dark days when you're wondering, what do I do next?
We always say it could be your worst day and your best day all in the same day when you're an entrepreneur.
Yep.
You know, Amanda, of the 13 companies that have been successful so far, that have kept going, what do you think, what's the attribute that keeps them going? What is important when you're and Rush, you can chip in on this too. I mean, when you're a startup, what's the biggest attribute, the biggest strength that you have
to
have?
In my opinion, it's your mindset. And of course you need money and you need a good idea, but not the willingness to just keep on going, because it's tough. It's really hard. But to the flip side of that, you also have to recognize when it's time to stop. You know, I think there's a great amount of courage and respect in saying this just isn't going to work. So, you know, even though we have a couple companies that shut off the lights, I mean, that takes a tremendous amount of courage as well.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know if it's stop or if it's pivot. That word I learned through the process,
right?
That if you have the determination and then you have the willingness to ask for help and pivot, change your thinking and go in a different direction.
You have to be open to coaching.
Yes.
And changing.
So you think mindset's important as well?
Well, like she said, it's the key thing, but it's not just the determination to go forward, but it's the determination to adapt, because I'm sure many a business has gone under thinking that I know what I'm doing and no one else understands me. Whereas if I say, okay, maybe there is a better way to do it, you can end up being more successful in the long run.
You know, I think a big thing, you know, and we've talked about this a lot, is survival. And I think, you know, we've had a couple entrepreneurs come in and successful entrepreneurs come in and talk to our companies. And the question is, like, how'd you do it? How'd you survive? And I think that is a huge story that is just waiting to be told, because, you know, all these startups, they have their own way of surviving. Maybe they're, you know, going after and getting new customers. Maybe it's that they have their own developers, so they didn't have to pay for all that development cost. Maybe it's that they're, you know, doing jobs on the side, whatever that story of survival is. But again, it goes back to just being gritty and have that mindset that I'm going to do this because I believe in it and it's my passion. I think passion is a huge thing. If you don't have that passion for what you're doing, man, it's hard. It's real hard.
Some of the best nuggets of information come from listening to people that have started up a business and gone through some issue or problem or dealt with the customers in a certain way, and totally unrelated business, but that you hear an idea that says, you know, I didn't think of my business that way. And we've gained great things from listening to the other people and their experiences.
And that's what being part of a business accelerator like UpTech provides for you.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of connection and mentoring and coaching that you wouldn't get if you were out there on your own.
Right. It's hard to do it on your own. And I commend anybody who's doing it. So kudos to you.
Right.
Amanda, besides seeing a company that went through UpTech keep going, are there any other benchmarks of success that you're looking for, such as being acquired or purchased?
Yeah. So again, going back to the, you know, we want companies that are going to scale and grow and provide a good return on investment. So companies that could be acquired by other companies, you know, maybe your intellectual property is something that another, you know, a large corporation looks at and says, ooh, we've been wanting to do that, and instead of going off and doing our own, we're just going to acquire this startup. And so that's a great story. You know, I think Russ's business is a great example of scaling. So what they're doing is a model that they can take nationwide, and he already has customers in Florida.
Right. And our plan, I'm not in this for an heirloom company, if you will. My partner and I have both been in business a long time. We want to build a $20 million company in 5 years and sell it. And we know our audience. We know the opportunities that are out there, and we see a pretty clear path right now. And we know it's going to change every day, but we have a plan.
And UpTech loves to hear that, because we made a 9% equity investment in his company. And so when he gets that $20 million, our investors are going to get a payback. So good answer. Good answer.
Russ, did your company have to make some sort of a commitment to be part of UpTech?
Well, you have to commit to be a Northern Kentucky business when you end the UpTech program for at least 2 years. I don't think there's any other commitment than that. But
So we're providing him an equity investment. And so we did take an equity share in his company. That's actually different for UpTech 3. We are offering, again, up to $50,000 to the companies that go through our program. But we're providing it in terms of a convertible note. So we're not taking that equity share up front. We're taking it when that note actually converts. So we feel that those are better terms for the entrepreneur, you know, from the beginning. So,
And Amanda, quick final question here. When will the final selection be made for this year's class?
Yeah, so we'll be announcing the UpTech class the second week in October, and we're having a big announcement party at the Hofbräuhaus in Newport on August 14th. That's a great opportunity for our companies to show the community who they are and what their story is. So we have a big celebration, big party, celebrate, you know, congratulate all the people that are in the class and give them an opportunity to actually pitch for the first time.
So. I remember last year. It feels like yesterday that we did that last year at Hofbräuhaus.
Yeah. And we have to move along here. Thank you both very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
UpTech Program Manager Amanda Greenwell and Russ Beamer, co-founder and managing partner of New Home Marketing Services.